And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, take a break from the Birmingham Southern bailout thing, and do we get some? We got some new Christmas traditions, did we, Boomer? You got some new ones on the text line over there? What you got?
Yeah, we got a few. John from Huntsville said, "I'm starting a new Christmas tradition this year. I'm going to spend my entire morning listening to Right Side Radio podcasts." That was a good one.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. There's another one from TL. Yeah, TL from Huntsville. we have a Christmas story Red Ryder carbon BB gun target practice like competition. I mean, how fun is that?
Yeah, that's awesome. It's from that movie Christmas. Do you even like that movie Christmas Story? Do you like it?
Okay, I didn't like it for a long time.
Yeah,
but I kind of like it now with the Red Ryder BB gun.
My stepbrother thinks it's the most awesome movie ever.
It's not my favorite.
There's always at least one channel that'll play it nonstop for 24 hours. Hey, kids, you got to shoot your eye out with that thing. But I don't know. I just never have been able to get into that. I've tried to watch it and go, do I like it? Do I like it? No.
I mean, it's not my favorite. I just like the Red Ryder BB gun.
I do like the Red Ryder BB gun.
I think that's my own.
I've had one. In fact, we still got one at the house.
And I like it when all the dogs come in the house and eat all the... I think they come in to eat like the turkey and stuff.
And I
like
do
that.
Like the fishnet stocking leg lamp.
Yes.
It must be from Italy, Fragile.
Someone actually dressed up as that leg lamp at one of my parties one time.
Holy smokes!
Hilarious.
That is good.
It was really funny. We got one more. Yeah, Tyler from Huntsville. He says my mom just started one a few years ago. We do scavenger hunts with Christmas stuff. She starts a group text with our family, and every day she sends a few items to take pictures of, like a home with red lights or reindeer. Then the person that finds the most wins a prize.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's a great one.
That's a great one. We used to do that back in the day before you had cameras on your phone, and we called it Polaroid Panic. We would give all the kids a Polaroid camera that has the instant film, you know? And you'd have to go around, and you have to find a picture. You have to find a picture of yourself eating pickled pig's feet, or you had to, you know, a picture of yourself at McDonald's with straws in your noses. You know, you had to go around and get all these things done for Polaroid Panic. That was epic fun.
Man, I love reading all these that everybody's sending in. It's fun.
All right, listen, we're going to keep reading them out. If you got a Christmas tradition, tell us what it is. 833-687-4448. That's 833-687-4448, which we commonly refer to as 833-68-RIGHT. That's the way I have to make sure I don't say it with too much of a Southern accent, because I'll be going, how do you spell that? RAIGHT. Right. All right. Listen, we got plenty more coming up. In a minute, we're going to come back and sort of wrap up this discussion on Birmingham Southern asking for a bailout. Private college asking for $37.5 million in public funds. This is in fact a slippery slope. Oh, by the way, that's what the chair of the Jefferson County Commission called it, a slippery slope. And so we'll cover down on this here in a few minutes. And then we're going to wrap up the day with one of our favorites. You know it. You love it. You asked for it. Adventures in Woke World. We have like a vast cornucopia, a veritable plethora, a buffet, if you will, a charcuterie of wokeness that we're going to walk through. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.
Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Local, state, national, man, we cover down on all the issues and, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number three, Booms? Hour number three.
Number three.
Good gosh. All right. Hey, listen, finishing up this section on Birmingham Southern, I got to tell you. So, first of all, this is not a fly-by-night organization. I mean, Birmingham Southern was actually chartered in 1856, if I recall correctly. They've been around for quite a while, obviously. And, here's a story from Yellowhammer News. Dated September of this year, Birmingham Southern ranked among the top liberal arts colleges. So, apparently, Birmingham Southern, it says, continues to move up the ranks of the country's top liberal arts colleges. It climbed up 17 spots to number 111 out of 1,500 different institutions. That's an amazing ranking. They scored an A-plus in the category of retention of their freshmen. There were 17 measures that the U.S. News and World Report ranked its college on, including student retention, graduation rates, faculty resources, social mobility, but apparently not on financial stability. So there they are. Apparently effective at their charter, which is teaching, but you still got to run the business side. And so here we are now with a story on 1819 News that they've asked for the $37.5 million bailout that I told you about. And just, by the way, last year, we had that situation that I told you that we actually broke the story here on this show. It became national news. If you want to see a few links to it, you can go to my Twitter feed. I'm on Twitter at Sen, that's S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams. And I did a thread today of the fact that last year we broke a story about Birmingham Southern College deciding that it would charge more for vaccines or for unvaccinated students than they would for vaccinated students. It was ridiculous. It made national news. Students from that school that were protesting were calling me to break the story, and then they went from there to being on Fox and Friends on Fox News. The Alabama Attorney General got involved. The Center for Law and Liberty got involved. But, you know, part of their defense was, well, we're a private organization. We're a private school. Does the law really apply to us? We're a private school. And the Attorney General had to tell them, you're violating at the very least the spirit of the law, if not the actual letter of the law. Well, okay. It was convenient at the time to claim their private status. Now they want public funds, and that's part of the issue here. And truthfully, I look at it and think, is this the right thing to do with public dollars? And I don't want them to go away. I mean, I think they're a great school. Like I said, I've had family members that go there. I've had great friends whose kids played sports there and got their degrees there. The head of the county commission in Jefferson County, who they've asked $2.5 million from, he literally says he thinks it'd be a very slippery slope. So this is Jefferson County Commission President Jimmy Stevens in a phone interview with 1819 News on Monday. Said he had heard from constituents on the matter, but he personally was not sure that giving funds to Birmingham Southern would be a valid use of taxpayer dollars. In his words, he's only had one constituent, a former Birmingham Southern graduate, that was in favor of helping them or bailing them out. He says, I think if we begin that process with private institutions, it would be a very slippery slope that we would have difficulty retreating from, and I'm not sure that's a valid expenditure of taxpayer dollars. Now, I've not seen an economic impact study. I would love to see an economic impact study. What is the economic impact to Birmingham or that section of town by Birmingham Southern being present? I mean, do they bring something to the table besides just the fact that they're another, you know, college or university there in the area? It's worth knowing. And I agree with Stephanie Smith earlier. There needs to be some kind of measure as to what they're going to do to change their policies, to get away from what are all the things that caused them to go in the hole in the first place. Are there going to be any clawbacks? Are they going to have a payback plan? Is it a loan or is it a grant? And should we do it at all? I got a caller on line four. Let me go to that real quick. John from Huntsville. Hey, John, Phil Williams, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Great show, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
I am a mid-90s graduate of Birmingham Southern.
Okay.
And I agree with your position that I don't think taxpayer dollars should go to the institution. This issue has been going on, like you said in the, or the lady said in the earlier segment, since the first decade of this century, where they revealed all sorts of economic issues and deficiencies in bookkeeping and any number of other things. And I won't give the college a dime. I have been suspicious. When General Krulak was the president there for a while, it seemed like the ship was getting righted.
Yeah.
But once he departed, I just have been very uncomfortable with the way that they've proceeded with things like the building program. It always seemed like they were ready to build something but not maintain something else.
Really? Wow.
So that includes my 4 years there. I enjoyed my time there, but at the same time, like I said when we started this, I wouldn't give them the money.
Well, that's interesting to hear you say that, because, you know, the Alumni Association is a lot of times where they try to draw those endowments from, and I wonder how many others out there feel like you that are alumni.
I honestly don't know. My small network of friends from college gets smaller by the year.
Yeah.
You know, we just get further and further apart. And I've only talked to one other guy about this, and honestly, it was when the article popped up Friday or whenever it was that it popped up originally last week, where they said that they were going to go to the state and the county and the city and ask for money. And I'm like, first off, I don't, does Birmingham have money to give? There's this alleged pot of money with the state, but at the same time, a private school doesn't need to be going after tax dollars.
Yeah.
So I'm suspicious of the whole thing. Their footing has been muddy for a while, and I just wonder what is going on.
Hey, let me ask you this too, John, and your experience there. I think I heard that some of their sports programs went away in recent years, if I'm not mistaken.
In the time that I was there, that was an NAIA sports college.
Yeah.
Okay, so very small, very small. After I graduated, they brought back a man who had been the basketball coach to become the new athletic director, and they moved up to Division One NCAA.
Wow.
And instantly had to come into alignment with Title IX and all the other things that go along with that.
Yeah.
They then scaled, they then realized that there was no way that they could afford that. It was way too much. You know, they bit off a lot more than they could chew. And they backed off to Division III, you know, non-scholarship NCAA sports. But other than keeping up with, you know, periodically going to the website and looking, it's not that easy to keep up with Birmingham Southern teams, because the local news isn't going to say anything about them unless they were to win a national championship or something.
Yeah, I had a friend whose sons all played baseball there, and that program kind of came and went, if I recall. And I think his son had to transfer to another school because the program was going away while he was still there. But let me ask you this last question I got for you, though, is some of the buildings I heard were questionable, like they were building eco-friendly dorms or something. Do you recall that?
You know, they have had a ecological program. There was a professor that I had. He was actually a political science professor in the late 80s, early 90s, who became in charge of it's an environmental center.
Yeah.
But it was more of the late 80s, early 90s environmental movement than the current stuff that you hear spouted on television all the time. And I think that's where that, I'll call it a lake pond, came into effect, which was essentially, it was kind of like some of these subdivisions that you see around that have got retention ponds.
Yeah.
That were originally swamps. They made use of a spot that always held water anyway. But again, I'm disconnected from the school on some of those things, and the eco-friendly dorm building or whatever it was, I'm not even sure what that would be. I know that there has been some construction, but I'm not sure if they've tried one of those
Well,
lead platinum things, or if it's something more than that.
In any event, they apparently got in over their heads because they cite their building programs as one of their problems. Hey, John, I got another caller I got to get before I go to the break, so I appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much for dialing
afternoon.
In. All right, you
Thank
too,
you.
Bud. Let me go to line five real quick before the break. Clarence from Huntsville. Hey, Clarence, Phil Williams, how are you?
Hey, Phil, doing good, man.
Good.
Hey, I wanted to call in, and I wanted to comment on, I did not go to that school, but I went to a school in Georgia that's a private school.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what happened, and the reason why taxpayer dollars in themselves should not be going to private schools, at least in Georgia, the private schools are not governed by the Board of Regents. They don't, not the same way the public schools are. They don't have anybody to sit there and make sure that everything that they're doing is what they should be doing. And so what would happen to us was we would get an email pretty much from FAFSA saying that our quarterly arrangements, you know, the money we could actually get, we're going to be going up, you know, let's just say $1,000, $2,000 a quarter, the extra money we could actually take out for student loans, right?
Right.
Well, since the school's not governed by the Board of Regents, nobody sets their tuition. They set their own tuition. So you could dang near believe within about a week of that email, you're going to get an email from the school saying due to whatever, you know, whatever they wanted to come up with, tuition was going to be going up.
Oh, did we lose him? Hey, Clarence.
Amount of money that,
oh, there you are. You're back. Yeah. You're back. And we lost you there for a second. The tuition goes up when they realize you've got more opportunity to use public dollars in school. I heard that part.
Correct. So if you find out from FAFSA you're going to get $1,500 extra a quarter, what you would always see was your tuition was going to be going up $1,500 extra a quarter.
I believe it.
They ate up every bit of it. And what happens from the student perspective is, you get about, you know, a year into a 3-4 year program, and you all of a sudden realize this school is now costing me $7,000-$8,000 a year more than what it should have been whenever I signed up. But you're stuck. You can't leave, or else you wouldn't have a way to pay it anyway.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it winds up becoming this kind of endless loop of public funds are available. Therefore, things get more expensive. Therefore, the school does more. And then suddenly when public funds aren't available, the school has trouble. Hey, Clarence, I got to go to a break, man. We're up against a hard time. So let me do that. Thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, man. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. We're going to start switching gears here. Adventures in Woke World. That's where we're going next. And we still got some more traditions on text line here. If you want to call in, 833-687-4448. Be right back.